This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Supporters of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters held a large rally in Grand Junction Saturday. She's accused of facilitating a security breach of election equipment. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
We love Tina! We love Tina!
The crowd, holding American flags and homemade signs, gathered outside her office. Peters is accused of bringing an unauthorized person into a secure room where the county's election equipment was stored and allowing him to make copies, which later appeared online. Attendee Shelley Lucas believes the government is trying to frame Peters.
They've been cheating for years. And it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now.
The Colorado Secretary of State has banned Clerk Peters from overseeing this fall's election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is expanding its incentives for people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. At state-run vaccination sites, recipients can get either gift cards to Walmart, Chipotle, or vouchers from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Immunocompromised people can get booster shots, will also be eligible for the incentives, which start tomorrow. And the city of Pueblo is getting money from the state to improve its downtown streets. The Chieftain reports $2 million will go toward making streets safer and more attractive. The goal is to make stretches of Main Street and Union Avenue friendlier to pedestrians and cyclists and bring more people to area businesses. And you're listening to CPR News.